Making our way through an amazing day here at Passion Radio and the Passion Radio Network, 95.7 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Pastor Tom Dierdorf with us once again. We've been celebrating 35 years of ministry. There are so many stories that we could relive with you. We're not here to bore you, but boy, to bring you some of these just incredible moments where we recognize God's hand at work in our life. We talked about the Passion Play being transferred from Denver to the Four Corners, talked about that first presentation, people coming to know Christ. But we've had some opportunity to take it from the Four Corners to the Four Corners of the world, Pastor. Perhaps a memory there.
Yeah, let's jump across the ocean to South Africa, Scottsboro. That's the southeast part of South Africa.
Just south of Durban?
Yes, just south of Durban, on the coast.
On the Indian Ocean side.
And we ended up staying in like a camp, I guess, on the beach. And it was amazing just being there in the physical place. But I got to tell you a story of the presentation there, too. We went to their presentation. It was basically in a high school auditorium. I'm going to say 300 to 500 people maybe seated. It was not a real big gym. It was an auditorium as such. And they did a presentation. Now, several things happened that night in that presentation. They had a minimal cast and crew. Normally, it's good to have like 120-ish if you possibly can. Sure. You can go shorter. You can go longer. Well, they had kind of on the short side, and it honestly took me about 4 scenes before I realized, hey, those Roman guards are also disciples. Those disciples are also they're playing multiple characters, and it was a very compact stage. Another piece of that, when we first started out, that was as the play unfolded. And Stan, you can use this if you want, because to me it made a impression. I was in the tomb, helping a little girl make sure she didn't miss her cue to turn the light on. Now, I didn't know that they have on-off switches on their extension cords, and you know where I ended up on that with the off switch.
Yes.
But at the very beginning, they are making introductions, and Alan McLennan said, I want to introduce you to our international director, Stan Burgett. Now, here's what I thought, here's what caught my eye. Nobody knew who you were.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who we were. And you know what? They really didn't care.
Praise God.
That's a turning point. That's a big turning point in ministry. When people do not know who you are, that is a good thing.